If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed host, Jim Fisher. And Frank hid in a fucking attic silently for what, months? Can't even sit quietly for an hour and a half.
And Tyler Fudge.
I'm not going to say much because I'm sure somebody at some point in time said Rob Feinstein was a stand up person too. And look at him.
Suplex City Limits.
Welcome. Thank you for downloading episode 269 of Suplex City Limits, recorded June 6th, 2020. I rhyme once and I shine, rhyme twice and recline. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
Fuck your recline, I'm too sweet to be. I lost it. Tyler Fudge, fuck it. Fat tongue.
Aww.
Fat tongue.
Fucking, I bet ladies love that shit.
What's that?
The fat tongue.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Somebody, I think like two people tried to spread bullshit about PWTs this week. Fuck you. PWTs is the shit.
I'm not going to say anything because my t-shirts are on the other company that people were sending people to. So that makes me kind of happy. But I mean, whatever.
Like, how dare you board up your windows in a riot, Ryan Barkin? What?
Yeah.
He boarded up his windows.
Everything I've ever heard about him, he's a stand-up person.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say much because I'm sure somebody at some point in time said Rob Feinstein was a stand-up person too. And look at him. So
there you go. You can tell what kind of mood I'm in. I'm in a very like depressed. It's like fuck everything. I don't even know what to do anymore with everything. So that's what we're gonna get today.
The anyway. world is dumb.
Yeah. You can also become a producer, get yourself a shout out on the show, and win yourself a place in my heart. Like Bad Motherfuckers, He's Not Balding, Chris Spaulding, Evil Evan, C Money. Welcome to the fold, our good boy, Scotty.
Fucking Jim's like, dude. That hurt my ears. Ugh.
Scotty doesn't know, but Scotty does know that donating on our Patreon is a good idea.
Yeah, he just doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
Yeah, the body, Scotty? We got to come up with something. I didn't really think about it.
We do. We got Scotty the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Okay, we got one. The original Mizcast, the real Mizcast.
OG Mizcast.
We got the Roach Killer, Fat Chick Thriller, Chris Savage, LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton. It's like a fucking Lord LPH. There,
right? It's like Lord Alfred Hayes. He sounds like he's got to be British to me. Paid for by the following.
Lord LPH. If I Were Gay, I'd marry Terry Ansel.
Oh, Lord, Terry.
Oh, shit. Sorry, that was really fun. Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon field, Morgan Field. B-Rad Brad, Lucas Gucci, Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. The cool Australian accents and in-depth Stardom coverage. So,
yeah. They just need a theme song with didgeridoos. That's all.
Miz Guy, Mike the Miz Guy Norris. Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, and Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. This week on the show, we got a top three. Got some Mark Tank. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, this is an exciting day.
We've got some news. you know, the world is on fire, so fucking join us. Let's take our minds off of it. We have waked. We have baked. I'm very baked.
I'm getting there. I'm almost down my first bowl, so it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
I know you smoke high end shit too, man. If you're smoking a whole one and you got nothing.
Well, if I'm smoking a whole, a bowl, a whole? What am I smoking, Jim?
A whole bowl.
The whole bowl. Oh, yeah.
No, you're getting there. I love how you're one bowl of like medical grade shit in and you're like, well, we're getting there.
Oh, fucking hell. Now, mind so you guys, I got to preface. I don't buy legal marijuana.
Jesus. Why would you admit that?
Because legal marijuana sucks. It's garbage.
Really?
Oh, it's so dry. Like, you're going to get a bad cough from smoking that shit because it hurts. It's just...
You get a chronic cough?
Chronic. Brachiotomy.
Want to talk to Samson?
Vomit in the moon.
Let's get into this shit as we do every week with this week's top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Let's start it off. These are in no particular order. Let's go Drake Maverick. This is El Hijo del Fantasma from NXT.
Yes, this was the finals, I guess, for the Cruiserweight title tournament, the interim Cruiserweight title tournament.
I think it's the regular one now.
Is really?
Because no one knows.
Well, I mean, it's WWE. I guess who really knows? It's like, who really knows if this whole storyline was work or not? I'm pretty sure it was worked. I don't think Drake Maverick was ever fired.
I don't think that they're creative enough. I think he was probably released because he's, you know, because why not? He did that video and someone there was like, you know what? Fuck, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
But Vince, you hurt this little boy's feelings.
Boy. I don't give a fuck about it at all.
I don't really either. But the match itself was fine. Obviously, El Hijo del Fantasma makes it much better.
It sucks that we have to be like, oh yeah, El Hijo del Fantasma, one of the best luchadors going today. Just the bad motherfucker. It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. He's now got this albatross around his neck of being Cruiserweight champion, so that's cool.
He wrestled that fuck up from TNA's version of Tough Enough, who got really drunk and puked and shit and was just a complete douchebag.
Is that how debuted?
I'm pretty sure that's Rockstar Spud.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure. It was like TNA's attempt at Tough Enough, and yeah, they had some different British people. And he camp. Was just a complete fuck up on there. If
that's
I
where they got like Party Marty, and I think Marty Scurll was on it. Or, sorry, Marty Scurll is my Party Marty. I think I had a few of those guys on there.
Well, Marty Scurll, he is not. But this is good. Yeah, it's just such a bummer seeing Fantasma get that belt. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Pigeonhole City, baby.
Is this like, he's probably getting, I mean, they had to pay a bunch to get him in. Oh, I'm sure. Course. I'm sure that guy's in the top end of what they're paying down there.
I would imagine.
For what? I don't know.
Just so nobody else can have him.
Just so they can revert right back to him being Fantasma. He lost that mask, dude, in Mexico, where it fucking counts. So come up with something else or do something else. I don't know. I thought it was really lame that they just like, well, we're going back to that. What do you think Vince is going to think about El Hijo del Fantasma?
Oh, he's going to be changed to Fantasma. No El Fantasma either, just Fantasma.
Oh, well, El sounds, that sounds Mexican.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have anything.
No, there's really nothing else to say about the match, really. But like, if you watch NXT, that was the highlight. Like, there were some other matches, like Tony Nese and Shane Strickland. But ultimately, you know, there was also a three-way tag match that was actually... I hope this is not turning into a thing, but that's three-way matches that are tag team matches with three competitors in the ring at the same time. I'd rather it just be two And then
the I'd rather you fuck off and don't do three-way tag matches.
I mean, that's also an option. Unless it's a brawl sort of, you know, all around the outside type of match, you know, falls count anywhere, or, you know, where you don't have the tag and it's just Texas tornado rules or
yes. I'd rather the three at once instead of the fucking dumb tag thing. Why would you ever tag somebody else in? You never would. It's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that shit's really ridiculous.
It just seems really awkward in the ring when you just got three guys in the ring and then every corner has somebody there and just one guy's always just standing around. It's not my thing. Not my thing. But luckily there were other matches in the top three. So
It was Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, versus Jimmy Havoc and Kip Sabian. Was that your thing?
That was better, for sure. Goddamn right. Still not sold on Kip Sabian and Jimmy Havoc as a team.
No.
It is what it is. Omega and Page work well together. It's nice to see them back in the fold because Page has been gone for so long, living in the woods and shit. But yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah, they're not teasing any dissension anymore between Omega and Page either.
It's, in fact, something completely different.
Yeah,
you know they're great friends that go back and drink in the hotel room. You know,
drink milk. Omega drinks milk.
Yeah.
Can't believe, dude, I drank a whole half gallon last night, man.
I'm shitting something fierce, bro.
Dude, if I drink a half gallon of milk, I would fucking shit my pants the next day.
Dude, I drink a glass of milk. If I drink a glass of milk too late at night, the next morning, it's revenge.
Yeah, I had a strawberry shake last night. You could about imagine what the last 12 hours of my life have been. but anyway, moving on. I thought this was a pretty good match. You know, there wasn't a lot with it, really. Sabian and Havoc, I just doesn't really... Speaking of which, we were talking about Havoc and Luther. You were saying like, oh, they abandoned that. Yes. Or we were like, why didn't they have a match? Someone did inform us. I forget who. I'm sorry.
Was it on Dark and we missed it?
Sean, Dark.
Fair. Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't hear what you said there. Holy shit.
Oh, did we cut out?
Nah, fuck. It's
fuck. It's Discord. You know, it's a rainy day. You know, there's more things going on than podcasts now, so come on. Anyways.
Yeah.
If it was on Dark and I didn't see it, I apologize, sir. But who watches
Dark? I'm going to watch that, too. I'm not going to watch that.
No. Again. Especially when you're like, nowadays, when you look at it and it's like 2 hours of Dark, 35 matches. It's like, oh, count me out.
Is Dark 2 hours?
Every now and then, where they had so much footage from shooting in Atlanta, and then they went back to live, they still had like 3 weeks worth of canned footage. So they had a bunch of stuff to put up on Dark, and they've just been making Dark longer.
Yeah, but what's on there, really?
Like, oh, yeah, I know.
QT Marshall and shit or something.
Yeah.
Did you see that DDP bestowed the diamond cutter on him?
Did you see that I don't give a fuck?
DDP, it's like always trying to help the sad cases.
Yeah, always trying to help.
I have nothing against that guy. I have nothing against that guy, but it's just like, dude, really, man?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. He's a fine wrestler. But at the end of the day, that's all he is. He's got really no character other than the fact he eats an apple. But, you know, other than...
He's like the second least interesting wrestler to carry an apple to the ring.
Exactly. There's not a big list of people.
There's two at least second. God damn. But yeah, Cody and Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
I wish they would stop calling him that. But
I mean, it's a name that they can get away from now, for sure. Call him Jack Perry, or even if you call him Jungle Boy Jack Perry. You know, whatever.
Jungle Boy Jack.
This sounds like a weird alcoholic drink.
It's like, yeah, I could see that.
Or like a funky cheese. But of course,
in this Cody Giggs, because, you know, Okay, it's just fucking. I think he wants to have the same forehead as Dad had.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course. Of course.
I think he's like. I think secretly he's like, I want to have a crazy head like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandy treats me real nice when I get stitches.
I thought this was really good though, man.
It was. And
the prime example of beating somebody, but they didn't even matter. You know, he got so much out of being beat here, Jungle Boy.
Oh yeah, and Cody's been wrestling long enough now that when he has a match with somebody that is, you know, up and coming, he can easily put on the show that tells, you know, this guy has it, and this guy can possibly beat me, and I'm one of the higher build guys on the card. So it works. It made Jungle Boy look like $1 million. Yeah, you know, great.
Next week he is wrestling. I apologize that I don't know which. One of the dudes from Private Party.
Quinn. Mark Quinn.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Warrior Hawk hair. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know why. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Because they tape the show the next day after last week's Dynamite.
Okay.
And they assume that Phoenix would be able to come back for that show. And it turns out he can't because he's still hurt. So there's still one flip up in the main event where they say Cody will take on Phoenix next week. That's why there's just a insert graphic of Mark Quinn.
I don't know. I don't think it should go full like John Cena challenge, but I really did like that. You know?
Yeah.
Where you knew it was going to be defended on the show every week. You didn't know who it was going to be. You know, yeah. I just lift it, man.
I Cody think comes out, be some.
He throws it out there. And, you know, fucking someone comes out. I don't know.
I think there will still be some like that. But I do like the idea of, you know, you want to give guys like Mark Quinn and let's say Orange Cassidy or something, some spotlights on TV in a singles match. You don't necessarily want them to be surprises, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd just be sitting here if Mark Quinn was who came out and like I didn't know who was going to be. I'd be like, "Are you fucking serious, bro?" But if you tell me the week in advance, is like at least I'm not hyping it up in my mind on who it can be.
I guess you're right there. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But I don't know, it goes again. Why would you even be putting random tag team like one of the lowest rated tag teams? You know, as far as rank and shit, just one of them randomly in this match. It's like. Whatever. Yeah,
I mean, there's other people you could have done, you know, but at the same time, the ones that like come out foremost in your head are kind of the ones you should wait and do on pay-per-view and stuff, or build up really big.
Are they? You know, is AEW? Do you think it would be smart to do like one shots or short contracts for them? Like a guy like Matt Cardona, you bring him in and just randomly have him challenge. You know, as a surprise against Cody or something on there, and just that's it, just one shot.
I think that's going to be done.
Or should you not?
I think that will be done. Because Cody even said it, like they asked on Twitter, like, can anybody outside of AEW challenge for in this open challenge? And he said yes. So I think that right there tells you that a guy like Matt Cardona or a guy like Rusev, a guy like somebody else could come in and challenge, not necessarily be tied to him for the week, but, you know, can easily come in and just have a great match.
It would help the you know, the talents out. So that's why WWE would never do something
exactly
like that.
Exactly, though. You know,
like whenever your conventional thinking thinks like, well, absolutely not. We wouldn't let somebody come on our TV and then go somewhere else, which does make sense. But I don't know if they think that way.
I think it's a good idea to do with guys that aren't necessarily tied into a contract with a big company. Like, you know, you could go so far as bringing in some ROH guys like Bandito or Skrull or bullshit like that. But at the same time, it would help out the guys that aren't getting paid necessarily right now. You know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, goddamn.
Who goddamn? What was it? What is it? What did you just taste? Coke?
Coke? Coke Zero, man.
Coke Zero, motherfucker. I got coffee. Ugh. My mouth is getting really dry.
It's delicious. Well, I think Impact is going to be doing a lot of that. I fully expect that Gallows and Anderson will be showing up at that show.
Hey, coming up here. Yeah, I think so. It's got me interested in a Slammiversary. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. So I think they're going to do that. I think a lot of these release people, you'll probably see them show up and do something. And then fuck it. You don't have to, especially Impact. It's like,
yeah,
you don't have to sign a guy. If you can bring him in a little bit, give him like a week, 2 weeks, whatever, fuck it. Do yeah. it.
Well, like when Cody first got out of WWE, he was in Impact for like 3 months.
That was weird as fuck, man.
It was weird. And I seen every last bit of it because it was when I was writing for the magazine. And it was odd. Yeah. Because you could tell they didn't really want to totally get behind him, but like you could tell they wanted him to do something.
It just was... Yeah. Well, there you go. I got nothing else on this.
No. That's a, you know what? We did good with this top three, Jim.
All right. Start giving ourselves compliments. All right. Good job, man.
Nobody else is going to do it.
It's like the best fucking episode we've ever done. Oh, shit. So moving on from there, do you have other Wednesday comments? Anything else that we need to really talk about on a Wednesday?
Penelope Ford's hot.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I don't know what Tully Blanchard give it Sean Spears a fucking glove.
Glove, yeah. What the fuck?
I love the power glove. It's so bad.
If they used the Nintendo Power Glove, it would have been something. But
dude, I don't understand really what it is, but I love that, like, the missing piece, you know, Tully's like, all right, you know, you've sucked shit, you've been sucking shit, but I got it now, dude. Here's the missing piece right here in that box.
In a fucking briefcase. Singular glove in a fucking briefcase.
It's a 1980s fingerless leather glove.
Oh, goddamn. I can say that I thought, was it Orange Cassidy had a match, didn't he? Or what did Orange Cassidy do with Jericho?
He showed up during Jericho's promo. Jericho's calling out the baddest man on the planet.
Yes.
And then Orange Cassidy comes up.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. I was a fan of that. But, you know, other than that, I thought Dynamite was a decent show. NXT was decent as well. But, I mean,
NXT had a lot more wrestling than AEW. AEW was kind of full of a lot of other shit.
Yeah, they were, but yeah, it was cool.
A lot of weird shit though. Lance Archer beating up a luchador just like in a random parking lot. Well, why is Alex Marvez there? I had so many questions.
I got more questions than I got answers.
But they let him cut the promo.
They did,
and so we've been bitching about that. So yep. There you go. Well done.
And Jake did a good job of trying to show, you know, like, ooh, you know, I'm sorry that he got all uppity like this. Scary when he's like that. Yeah.
I'm into Hardy Party as a three-man team. Private Party, Matt Hardy. That's fucking great.
Now you need a remix of the song though. This is a Hardy Party.
Yeah, a lot of have fun shit on AEW. Sammy Guevara singing the Jericho song terribly.
Very terribly.
Yeah. But all in all, I thought both shows were pretty good. NXT, I appreciated the concept of having a lot more wrestling, but then when the matches are what they were.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna get into that whole opening thing with Candace and Gargano and Mia Yim and Keith Lee. The whole thing was fucking ridiculous.
I'm not interested in that at all. Like, think about it this way. Like, when they fight at TakeOver, Keith Lee, the imposing huge man, being the babyface, and Johnny Gargano, the tiniest man in wrestling, is the heel.
Like, the tiniest man in wrestling.
He's one of the tiniest. Okay. Outside of Marco Stunt, he's one of the tiniest men on TV.
Goes Marco Stunt, Johnny Gargano,
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. Oh, shit. But yeah, I don't really care anything about that. You know,
no.
Cameron Grimes and Bronson Reed. Like, dude,
don't care. Like,
it's a lot of shit I don't care about on there.
Yeah, you know, no, really. I agree.
Like, all of it, really.
Yeah, but, essentially, though, you know, because like I don't, their main event scene doesn't seem, it seems stagnant to me. You know, it's still Ciampa, Gargano, and Cole. They've tried to bring up Velveteen, and you can tell it's not going to work. You try to influx Keith Lee, but you know, I don't know. There's something about it. There's something missing in that core group. They need more. This whole thing is NXT being a third brand. It's just going to make all their workers stagnant, and it's just not going to be good. That's my thoughts.
Mm. Velveteen Dream talking to Prince and Amir, though, that was dope. I was in for that. Did you catch that part?
I didn't realize he was talking to Prince, but
yeah, dude, he's talking to a Prince impersonator in the mirror. It was fucking great.
Fair enough. I don't know if I've seen it. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know if it's the dude from the tribute band we saw like 2 years ago. I think it might be. He looks just like that motherfucker.
What was the name of the tribute band?
I think it was just Purple Rain.
Oh, fair enough.
But they had like the full on show where, you know, he does all the costume changes and shit, but they also do scenes, like not even scenes, but like original things sort of with, because they had a Morris Day and the Morris Day guy as well. So they would come out, him and Jerome would come out, and they'd be talking shit. It was like theater almost too, because in between some shit, they would have lines and go back and forth and crack jokes, and it was really fucking weird. But it was a hell of a show. It was really good.
Sounds interesting. I've never seen a cover band.
This one was awesome, dude. I thought it was really... I'm not into that kind of shit, really, but this one was good. So, anyway, I thought that was good. Where are we going from here?
I mean, we could throw it over to the news desk.
I suppose. Let's do it. That's a hell of a trend. That's the worst transition of all time.
They just keep getting worse. Almost.
It's just like this show just keeps getting worse. Yeah. Suplex City Limits. It just keeps getting worse. Let's get into it with the news.
And then his phone goes off.
Yeah, fuck.
This week in the news, another call up to the main roster, and Impact hires everyone over to you, a gym. Hope your phone is off.
I'm Jim Vicious, and everything sucks. let's get into it. Yeah, my phone goes off. God damn it.
It's so funny. As soon as I click the button, it's like, ding!
Yeah. I don't even talk about, I don't know how much what the news stories are, really, or anything like that, but I didn't want to talk about these NXT talents who they had to stand around for like fucking 12 hours a day watching mediocre wrestling, and they were really pissed off about it. Have you seen this?
I've heard. I've not seen the backlash, but I've heard of the backlash.
A lot of them were working 3 12-hour days in a row. Superstars were also only allowed to sit down for a limited time between matches. Why are these people fucking standing the whole time, dude?
I don't know.
What is going on?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Why can't they have chairs? Why can't they sit down?
I mean, it's when you say to you that like they can only sit down for the limited time between matches, it's like, do they only, like, are they like, okay, 10 minutes till match time, get up everybody, move those feet? What? Like,
no, I mean, probably in between taping of matches they can sit down, but there's no chairs even in the frame.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I don't know. That's too fucking weird. But I mean, at least one thing I can say is that the plexiglass doesn't really make everything too obscure, if that makes any sense.
Jackson Ryker, you want to talk about him this week?
Yes, Jackson Ryker. He's in a little bit of hot water.
Yeah, people are pissed. I guess a lot of people backstage are pissed about some of the shit he said. Basically, these days, you know, not a good idea to tweet that kind of shit, I guess. I don't know.
No, but when you're
not that he said anything that idiot. Crazy, but I mean,
when you're an ignorant and an idiot, though,
yeah,
you tend to do some things.
Thankful for the president we have. God bless America. Built a freedom, forgotten no more. He put his thing at the end, too. Man.
Yeah.
His tagline. But he got crushed by Kevin Owens, and he that did. Was great.
It was fantastic. Good guy, Kevin Owens, man.
Dude, I fucking... Exactly. He's so good. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I wish we could enjoy, you know, him and his talents. That would be awesome.
I agree. But I don't think we ever will. Kevin Owens is a WWE lifer, if you ask me.
Yeah, everyone thinks that, right? Probably true.
Well, it's because it all he ever watched as a child was WWF. He didn't know anything. He didn't watch any WCW. He, you know, he wasn't one of the tape trader kids. His goal was to be in WWF. So,
yeah, I just know how great of this shit he can do. You know, when he was with the Bucks, doing those promo videos for PWG. Oh, yeah, fuck,
wearing the fucking sequined suit. Oh, it's fantastic, man. Damn fucking tastic.
These are good Christian boys and they don't do that kind of shit. Sorry, that kind of S. So good.
It is, though. It is. The guy's got a lot of character.
Yeah. Everybody crushed him, I guess. Batista, Ricochet, Sammy, of course, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
He really doesn't give a fuck right now. No. It's pretty great. Hopefully he leaves too.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him also. Mustafa Ali, who, you know, was a former police officer, and all kinds of good
guy.
Shit.
He just seems like an all around good guy, man.
Even his tag team partners distanced themselves from his comments.
I know it wasn't that so. Steve Cutler, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it's just like, just so you know, like, we all don't think like this.
On the other hand, you know, we don't talk about politics on the show, you know, because I don't think that that's a good thing to mix, you know, politics with your business. Not that this is a business, but you know what I'm saying, with your shit. You know, I have my own social media where I fucking rant and rave like a lunatic. Some people unfortunately follow and go like, oh, this guy's kind of crazy, isn't he?
this guy's grumpy, isn't he? Yeah,
he's very fucking, yeah, that's not what I expected listening to him on the show. But the point is, you keep that shit to your own. You don't go on your own, you know, on public shit like that. To me, you look at it with like a Sword and Scale podcast, it's just like, he's fucking crazy over there. He does that shit all the time, man. I can't think of his name offhand.
Yeah, no, I can't either.
He's constantly in shit. And like, I'm kind of friendly with the dude. He follows me for some reason on my personal account. Maybe because he also appreciates, you know, another crazy person on podcaster guy. But he'll just do it. Mike Boudet. Yeah. Got it eventually. sent a fucking mouse down into the dusty depths of the memory. And it's like, I've got it.
I've dropped it. Hold on.
Hold on. All right, we've got it. Mike Boudet, man. I love him, but he'll go on his shit and just take these crazy stances on shit. And it's like, what are you doing? This is your business. This is your livelihood, dude. Like, let's go start your own. Like, he already had a huge backlash. He had to leave his own show for like fucking 6 months.
Jesus Christ. What kind of stuff is he saying?
That was bullshit. He made some joke about, like, you know, fucking killing abroad or something. Because that's what that show's about. You know, it's about true crime. So he's got a sick sense of humor. But it happened to be on Women's Day, National Women's Day or something. I know people were angry. That show, those true crime podcasts are listened to by a lot of women. So you can't you try to fuck with Karens. And
oh, yeah. No, Karen will fuck your shit up. Luckily, no Karens listen to this show, because any Karen that have ever thought of listening to this show quickly stopped after 5 minutes. So lucky for
Karens,
us.
When will the Karens realize that they shouldn't do Karen shit? You know, like, it's not a good idea to be on camera being Karen.
They're never going to stop.
Won't stop.
Definitely. Karen, that's Karen motto. Yeah, Karen Nation, can't stop, won't stop.
I'd like to speak to your manager, please. So there's this Karen here that I like to think that I had a part in taking her down this week. So she's local here. She posts this video on her own Facebook, filming herself in the parking lot of the co-op that she goes to, you know, like a food co-op.
Yeah.
And she's ranting and raving about how there's a new manager there, and the new manager is obese. And you can't have an obese person managing a healthy food co-op. And she's just going off, dude. And then she posted on Facebook on her own, thinking like, I don't know, this is so justified, you know, like, look at this great stance I'm taking. And she got decimated by everybody. She deleted her Facebook, but like, I was like, people are sharing it around like, fuck this bitch. She lost her jobs. She lost everything. And then like, there you go. Fuck you, Karen. Good for it really you. Was like the only feel good story I had this week. I
think. Great feel good story. Hey, it is. Yeah. It is. Like Karen got her just deserved up. You know, just I'm so glad. So happy. You know, because Karen haircuts are the worst haircuts in the world. At least, though, it is a red flag to be like, oh, Karen approaching.
Oh, it's a good part. It's good to point out as well that this lady is a fitness instructor / guru, whatever.
So oh, yeah.
That also adds to the fun of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's already got that fucking look at me.
So. A lot of Karens in the news, man. A lot of Karens in the news. So, yep. What else we got?
Can I ask one question before we get off Karen culture?
Sure.
What's the male equivalent? What's the name? Is it Chad?
It's Chad, I think. Yeah. I think that's what people.
Fucking Chads.
The dudes who got pussy.
Yeah. Okay.
What was that?
What was what? I didn't hear anything.
I heard some crazy glitch. Anyway, Chads used to be the dudes who got pussy to incels.
Yes.
That's what incels would call, you know, like dudes who weren't fuck-ups like them.
Anybody so that ever had a good time.
Yeah, I guess Chads. I don't know. But you don't see a lot of it. But there's that guy who attacked those kids with his bike this week.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. He
tried to take their flyers away.
Yeah, but he's been charged.
Go up to random kids and grab them and rip fucking shit out of their hands. What are you doing? This week is just like all the shit I've seen is so amazing. It I know is, that we usually stay away from it, but I don't even care anymore.
This
dude riding away on a horse. He's filming himself riding on the back of a horse. He's like, I stole it from the cops. And people on the side are like, yay.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He stole a fucking horse, man.
Oh, that's good. I watched one video where this guy has a trumpet and the cops start marching in front of him and he plays the Imperial Death March. That was really funny. It was fucking fantastic.
That's genius.
The guy walking with the donut on the rod, on the fishing rod.
Yeah.
That's funny. There is a bunch of funny stuff. There's a lot of horrible arrow guy, shit, though.
Bow and arrow guy getting his fucking ass kicked and his car flipped over.
Yes. Yes.
And then arrested.
It's fantastic, man. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes it's interesting to watch the world burn, I guess.
Yeah, there's always going to be some bright points to it in certain aspects, but all in all, it's pretty fucking shitty.
I'm sure I mentioned it on here before, but still one of my favorite things of the whole thing. I was like 2 a.m, I was watching a live stream from the Minneapolis riots, and this dude comes up to the camera and he's like, grabs the mic. He's like, hey, man, you got something to say? He's like, yeah, man. Grabs the mic. He's like, is my baby mama watching this? Bitch, fuck you.
I also see this one with a homeless dude. And they ask him, it's like, when is this going to end? I don't know. Well, you mumble something. And it's like, what do you want to get out of all this? I want some pussy. I like more pussy. That'll make me stop. Just like, this guy doesn't even know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it's a cause I can get behind, though. Yeah.
This is on the actual news.
Yeah, it's pretty tremendous. I think that guy was smashed drunk, but anyway, also, so that we don't talk politics, but also really all he did was praise the president. And it's interesting that that is such an unpopular thing that that'll fucking ruin your shit. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is, though. It is. But I mean,
when you think about it,
when if you think about this during other times, right? Like, nobody really got that out of hands if you praised Bush. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh, yeah, no, he's an idiot, though. But, you know, you knew you were going to get some people that were going to praise him. Obama, the people that didn't, the people that got mad at your praise and Obama were racists. You know what I mean? So, and then, like, Clinton, I mean, like, I'm not going to be mad at a guy that got his dick sucked during office. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but like, good, I don't know. Trump, though, he's fucking evil.
Canadian point of view, right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and plus, anyway, why would you want your representative to be like the human embodiment of like an orangutan? Really, though, guys, like, come on, pick somebody that at least, like, you know, like, if there's anything Joe Biden's got on Trump is that he looks like a normal fucking human being, and not some alien boy.
Kinda, he looks like he just sat up from a casket. You know?
Yeah, he looks like a mortician just got finished doing his makeup. He's that perfect.
It's like the mortician just finished up this body for the funeral. He turned his back and he came back and it was gone. And it's running for president.
Reanimated. Joe Biden, reanimated.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving on. WWE has banned the Buckle Bomb. Because Nia Jax is terrible, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, she done the Buckle Bomb a while ago. It took him a while to ban it. But I guess what was the catalyst was I got to apologize. I'm glad we're bringing this up for last week when I said I'm not going to judge her until I see it. But yeah, I know it was all her fucking fault. She's horrible.
She's fucking terrible. Garbage. Yeah. There's a lot of things. There's not, I'm not attached to anybody, but, you know, reports from people backstage who are like, they need to fire this chick. She's going to fucking kill somebody. Yeah,
bring her down to developmental or something. Start her from scratch. She should not be doing this. Like, Kairi Sane has been through enough this fucking year. Like, these last 6 months, probably. You know, like, fuck. Yeah. She's been hit over the head. You know, she's like one concussion away from never working again.
Yeah, probably. That's probably not hyperbolic. Kurt Angle was allegedly offered a role to manage Matt Riddle.
Yes, and turned it down.
Well, why would you put a manager with him?
I don't know.
Kurt Angle can like barely speak anymore. He's fucking he's not all there.
No. He's had a lot of damage. A lot of drugs.
Dude, I'm serious. If you put that guy through a battery of fucking tests, I guarantee you that he has the mentality of somebody much, much older.
Yeah.
Or younger, either way you look at it. I mean, because he used to be put together. He was smart. He was on point. You look at him now, you can tell he's fucking gone, dude. He has brain damage.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's no way he could have passed the physical test in WWE.
Give him some kind of sixth grade test and let's see how he does on it.
What is give me the 9 times multiplication table.
Just throw him some random shit. Yeah, like, hey Kurt, what's 9 times 8? You know? Seriously.
9 times 8, 72. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just saying. When he was on there, he was, you know, he was the GM of Raw or whatever the hell it was. It was really bad. It was really awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was. And you know what's really funny is that the moments leading up to him going to the WWE for the second time, he seemed like he was somewhat put together. You know what I mean? Like, when he was having matches against Cody and his last run in TNA, he didn't seem like he was, you know, brain damaged. He seemed like, yeah, he might have a couple demons, but he goes to WWE and it's like the bright lights just fucking killed him. It's like, oh, right.
Yeah, he's very glossy-eyed as well.
Yeah.
Glassy-eyed, whatever. He won't, though. He didn't do it because he has physically fit nutrition. That's his new thing.
Oh, really?
The business is starting to pick up. And they have chicken snacks called, I don't even know, CHXNSNX, chicken snacks? Whatever. Very creative name.
Yeah. They're going to be a number one seller. That's Kurt trying to spell. His brain is so rattled, he can't even spell.
So he's working on chicken snacks.
It passed the trial for humans, but was made for cats. Chicken snacks.
Yeah. Anyway, what else we got? Anything else?
Let's see. I had a couple pieces here that I could have went and...
Linda and Hulk Hogan are both banned from AEW.
Yes. Yes, that is true. That is true. They are banned for obvious reasons. Because Linda and Sonny are racist.
Yeah. She is a legit racist.
Linda, from all accounts I've ever heard, Linda is batshit fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got a bunch of really god-awful takes. But anyway. Yeah. So, I think it's interesting Hulk Hogan's banned from AEW.
I mean, like, they were never going to have him there anyways.
Yeah, there's a free tier of the network just came out.
Yeah, with apparently a bunch of hours of footage.
Yeah, I probably won't check that out. I don't even sub to it anymore, so.
Yeah. I still got it just because of the podcast and doing all the Raws and Nitros and the ECW stuff. Yeah, everything is just so easy to do. But like, other than that, if I wasn't doing this, I wouldn't have it. I don't watch any of the new stuff other than NXT, and I barely watch that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I ain't got really much else. Bushiroad is preparing to resume live events for New Japan, so.
Yeah, and as well as Matt Riddle going up to the main roster on SmackDown, apparently Dominik Dijakovic is going to Raw. You know he's getting his name changed. He might actually go back to Donovan Dijak or whatever the fuck. I can't even say it no more. It's so weird. And
he'll get rid of the... He can't be Dominic. He's just going to be Dominic. Oh, I bet he will be. Fuck me.
I hope he's Dijak at least, or... No, they'll call him Dijakovic or whatever. And apparently Chelsea Green might be going to the main roster too. So, yeah.
I don't know. But she hasn't even done anything in NXT, has she?
No.
That's never a good sign.
It's not.
When you bypass the NXT belt and shit, and you don't ever really get involved down there, they're just like, well, I'll put her up here.
Yeah, no. She fired Robert Stone on NXT this week, and I'm sure she'll be on something in a few weeks. But I won't see.
Visual Concepts, who's making the next WWE 2K22 game, they are looking at SmackDown Here Comes the Pain and No Mercy for inspiration, allegedly.
Allegedly, as per an AMA, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They were asking, you know, what do you want to see? And it was overwhelmingly GM mode and things along that sort. You know, things that should be in wrestling games, you know, you go along, you go through a year of a story of a company as, you know, a bunch of characters, one character, whatever you want, and just go through the battery ram of shows. It's what it's all about. Why? What else are you going to do in a wrestling? Just play random matches? Ah, fuck that noise, man.
Yeah. Well, as long as it plays good, you know, so that'd be nice.
It needs to play much better than it does. It needs a lot of refreshment. It needs a complete overhaul of the system, in my opinion.
Yeah. There you go. I have no other news, do you?
No. No, I have it all finished.
Well, there you go. What's coming up on the Federation, dude?
On the Federation, we are doing... What are we doing, Jim? ECW Hardcore Heaven 97 will be coming out on Monday. Asking the wrong guy. Yeah, no, they'll be coming out on Monday. It features the rematch of the night the line was crossed when they had the three-way, Terry Funk, Shane Douglas, and Sabu. It's not as good as the match at all. A lot of the reasons because it is 7 days after Born to Be Wired, and that's that barbed wire match between Terry Funk and Sabu when they had to cut him out of the barbed wire, and Sabu got his bicep, 100 stitches there. And it's just it's a good show, though. Bam Bam obliterates Spike. It's fun. It's fun as fuck.
Yeah, we watched. I watched Hardcore Heaven 97 live on pay-per-view in my parents' basement with like three or four of my friends. Yeah.
Do you remember the pre-show?
Not really.
Well,
what I remember most from that show is Bam Bam Bigelow and Spike Dudley. Yeah. That's like the most memorable moment from that show in my mind.
I can see that. I can see that for sure.
So, some of the other shit you're saying, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, because there was also the show opens with, was it Taz and, oh, my God, it's gone. It's not in my head anymore. Anyways, it's a match for the television title. But if you want to relive the pre-show, listen to the episode on Monday because we run down the pre-show. It's a fun pre-show.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Check that out. Everywhere podcasts found. Federation. If you like this show, you'll like that show as well. I have nothing else. Yeah. I don't know. I was on the LimboCast last week. I mentioned that.
Yep. I will listen be returning to Stoner Jeopardy this week. I don't know when it will ever come out, but apparently it's coming out.
The episode's coming out, or you're doing another one?
I'm doing another one.
The other one's not even out.
I don't know, man. I can't tell you.
Is it?
I don't know.
Why would you agree to do another one without asking?
I thought it was fun.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's check that shit out. We might as well move on here. I've got a little bit of Mark Tank. As we haven't had one in a while, so
we haven't.
Let's take a little dip.
Come forth! There's a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Come forth! There's a guy that believes that OJ did do it. Each and every one of you sorry son of a fucking bitch.
Mark Tank, where we read Mark comments off social media as they are typed. Let's get into it. Most of these, if not all of these, are about Bayley and Sasha becoming the tag team champions on SmackDown last night.
Oh, you got a Mark Tank in that amount of hours. Good for you, Jim. Not bad.
Angel Zenner. Ugh, seriously, I used to love Bayley, but until she changed, that's when I hate her. Honestly, she needs to lose the title. you liked her until she had a heel turn, and then you started to hate her, huh?
Okay. Yeah. I wonder who is the Mark.
Oh, boy. Josh Guerrera. He's talking about Bayley. This is our champ. Garbage. Looking like an early day China with no muscles. Please, we need a new champ. I can't stand Bayley as a heel. Trying too hard. Grow up.
China with no muscles. That's a fucking insult, dude.
I know shit, dude. Oh, shit.
That's savage, man.
Like she's at least Bayley's an attractive woman.
Of course she is. She just got a Karen haircut.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's got a Karen haircut and a big ass jaw, you know. But
yeah, and a badonk, badonk.
But you know, I mean, we're looking over you, Blanchard. We don't mind a fucking thick ass jaw. You don't mind that at all, baby. Tony Samuel Cox. I'm not happy with Bayley and Sasha Banks are the new women's tag team champions. They are cheaters.
Cheaters never prosper, Jim. Cheaters never prosper.
They've never seen pro wrestling. let's see. Richard Wingate. They are not the best. They can't fight. Sasha and Bayley can't fight one-on-one without you, other one, interfering with the match.
Does he know how tag team matches work?
I don't know, man. Let's see. Oh, boy. Enrico Palillo. Bayley and Sasha is the best in the world. Alexa and Nikki flop and sucks.
Flop and sucks?
Yeah.
That sounds like a sexual move that Nikki might do. The flop and suck.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Let's see. Kevin Blackbeard. Let's see what this guy looks like before we read the... Of course, half of his face is cut off in his profile picture. Dumb fuck.
The dad selfie? Is it the dad selfie?
It's like his nose up, dude.
Yeah, that's dad selfie. That's dad selfie.
Congratulations on becoming two-time women's tag team champions. Also, a huge congratulations to Bailey, my role model, for becoming a two-belt holder. Hashtag Bailey two belts.
Cool.
His cool. Role model, dude. Who's your role model? Oh, women's wrestler with a strong jaw and a Karen haircut.
And she used to have like these wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube men.
Yeah.
I was really into those.
Nick Thompson. Sasha should bleed blue brand, stab Bailey in back already, and bring the SmackDown Woman Championship some legitimacy to it. Bailey useless, annoying, and talentless.
Hey, you know what?
No man. Period, no punctuation anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say punctuation's your friend, bro. Use it.
Sasha should bleed blue brand, stab Bailey in back already. Oh, my God.
Just that's a bunch of clip fucking.
And this week's Mark Tank winner, Manny Marillo. Congratulations, you've single-handedly killed the entire SmackDown Live women's division with this right here. Did y'all do this so y'all could shut up the nerdy fanboys that have been begging for Sasha to get a title? Because if not, there's no reason for her to even hold one. What?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Killed the entire division.
The entire division dead. Dead in the water right now.
Yeah. But that is it. I have nothing else for this.
For this whole episode?
For this whole fucking episode.
This whole fucking thing. We didn't, Jim, we didn't even make an hour.
Come on. We haven't even made an hour?
No. Okay, you know what? I got one last thing to say, okay? I am a 69 average in NHL because I'm playing Be a Pro, playing left wing, you know, just playing my heart out, you know. Preseason, I'm leading the whole league in points. I think I'm doing pretty good. So cheer your brother on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the applause. Yeah. Thank you.
Takeover. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. It's tomorrow. So
is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
And no one's going to listen to this before then anyway. So
I'd probably not interested in Takeover.
Tommaso Ciampa versus Karrion Kross.
It might be fun. Yeah.
Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai in a triple threat.
I mean, not going to be the worst match I've seen. It's not going to, I mean, it's going to be a good match, I'm sure.
Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
Yeah. That's a pass.
Adam Cole versus Velveteen Dream.
That's a pass.
Last chance backlot brawl.
Don't give a fuck. I'm not watching it.
Already been filmed, and that was also part of those people were doing those 12-hour days, and then they asked them to stay even longer and sit in their cars with the headlights on in a circle for this.
Oh wow.
And it got delayed because it also rained and shit, so yeah, fun times there. Keith Lee versus Gargano for the North American Championship, and a 6-woman tag team match.
Oh yeah, with Dakota Kai and
Mia Yim, Shotzi Blackheart, and Tegan Nox versus Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
They fucked up putting those shows on Sunday, man. I'd be way more interested in watching it tonight than tomorrow.
Me too. I got no interest in watching it on Sunday because I'll be recording Stoner Jeopardy.
There you go. When you do, find out if they ever release the other one.
Yeah, I will. I will ask.
Me, you, and Burbs on an episode of that. It was insanity. Right? It was great.
It was insanity, and the fact that I haven't heard it makes me sad.
Yeah. No shit. So, I don't know. I guess it's a short show.
It's a short show.
The missus is off today and she's pissy. Like, do you hear that door?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, that was her walking outside, fully like dressed and makeuped and like ready to go for the day. Huh? Angry that I'm not done with this. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know.
Apologies.
I don't know. It's like, you know, Anne Frank hid in a fucking hid in an attic silently for what, months? I mean, you don't know. Like, can't even hide. It's like sit quietly for an hour and a half.
Fucking hell. Yeah, bitch, take some cues from Anne Frank. Go read a book.
Yeah. Exactly. Be like Anne Frank. Go write something. Go write a book. Be quiet. Oh, she'd be great, man. Any day Anne Frank is like, you could play X. She'd be fine, you know? She'd be like, I went outside last week. I mean, I'm good, dude. Play Xbox all you want, dude.
Last week, I'm good. That's fucking great. on that note.
Yeah, I'm at a bombshell. It's time to end, I guess. I'm going to have to go and get dressed and
do
go all over the human fucking things. Place and do shit. Yeah, not really. Most of the time, I just stay in the car. I go to Walmart. I don't go into Walmart. I refuse to go into Walmart, especially now. Yeah. I'll get arrested if I go in there. I'm serious. I can't deal with like society. She knows it too. She's like, if you went in there, you'd probably get arrested. Grocery store. I'm like having like, I just can't deal with it, man. I can like barely deal with people and society as a whole without freaking out.
That's without fair.
Like just telling somebody to fuck themselves for something. Like, I almost got kicked out of Family Dollar.
Tell me, I need like, to know.
I was just like in this line, and there's this broad up there trying to use coupons on makeup and shit, and the kid working has no idea. So he calls this other broad manager, and she's fucking huge. But anyway, she comes down, and they both sit there and proceed to like try to tell this chick she can't use them and this and that, and they fuck around for like 10 minutes, dude.
Wow.
And behind her is this just normal woman, and then behind this woman is me in a mask that covers from right below my eyes all the way down my neck, and it's got a, you know, a fucking goat head with a fucking pentagram in the head and tits. And I'm just like fuming, like, fuck, dude. I'm just like saying, I'm cursing, and I'm just like, I was like, just put the shit down. Drop this basket of shit and just fucking go. Just leave it here. But I'm like, if you do, you can't come back here. And I like coming there because it's a nice little convenient stop.
Yeah.
And yeah. I really wanted the mustard for the bratwurst I was having. I was like, fuck.
It's mustard.
I almost lost it. So that's why I don't go in, you know, because I can't fucking handle it. I'll freak out. I'll tell somebody, like, I'll get in an altercation.
I can see it now.
Because that's just like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I will take no shit from anybody. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Probably going to get myself shot one of these days.
Oh, there wasn't an easier time. It's now.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know. So, yeah, that's what I have to do today, I guess.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. A lot more fun than taking a nap and playing Xbox, huh?
I'm going to continue my career, buddy. I've got 10 points in 5 games, and I'm 1 game left to the preseason. Here's hoping that a miracle happens and I make the team and I get called up to the NHL and I fucking light up the lamp, bro.
Fucking Furtebra.
I don't have it, but you know what, Jim?
Fuck your entire fucking life, you piece of shit.
Fucking tit fucker.
Give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
There you go, man. I don't know. A short one, but a good one.
Yeah, we've made it over the hour hump now, though, so I feel like we can press stop and be fine.
Like cutting edge Anne Frank humor.
Yes. Yeah, oh, that was my favorite part of any podcast we've done, I think, in a while.
Yeah, something out of that might be good for a new little intro clip.
It might, actually. I might have to remember that. Maybe.
That one, the one with the deep, rich history of pedophilia and the fuck in the shoe, that's my favorite one.
It's my favorite one, too. I tend to use that one the most, honestly. Yeah. I try not to overuse it, but...
Yeah. It's the best one. But yeah, that's it. We thank you very much for listening, supporting the show. You know, stay safe out there. This coronavirus shit's not over yet.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to be forgetting that
thing. Wear a fucking mask.
Yeah. Probably. But be careful out there, you know? It's a crazy place, especially in America.
Yeah.
There's riots everywhere and shit still. Like, week, what has it been? Like a week of this? Week and a half? 2 weeks of rioting? Yeah.
They're doing the protest here today. And the Facebook group is just alarming. It's bad. Really fucking bad.
Well, I'm sure you have some fucking weirdo racist motherfuckers up there.
Oh, I can get, well, I'll give you an example. Because, like, this is not, I just want to preface.
Fucking townies.
This is not my hometown. I'm not from here. I'm not saying where I'm from is any better. But what I will say is that the person that's doing the one here, said that he's from Ireland, so he is a black man that lived in Ireland, you know, where they're pasty white and redhead, right? He said this town is the worst racism he's ever dealt with in his life. So Jesus. Let's put it that way.
Well, hopefully that goes off safely.
Yeah, it's it starts in, I think it's already started, actually. It's a bad day for it. It's pouring rain.
Yeah, shit's crazy. Try to fucking enjoy life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find, like, even I'm usually pretty good, but I'm just, like, beat down by everything, like social media. I shouldn't even be on Twitter, you know? Like, I shouldn't even be fucking with it because it just makes me fucking angry.
Yeah, well, like,
Jesus. Not the wrestling shit, but, like, the other shit, you know?
Yeah. I waited until, like, Thursday to even tweet about the episode that came out last week just because I was like, fuck, dude. I don't want to be that dude. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, man. So, yeah, you know, take care of yourself. If you need someone to talk to, you can always talk to me and shit, you know? So, that'll do it.
I'll like it.
What's that?
You know, the whole thing is like, Jim will talk to you, tell her to like your comment or whatever. It's like, yeah. I'll like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll try my best, you know. Unless if I'm deep in like deep rock galactic, I might not see it.
So. Yeah, like if I'm deep in the third period and it's 1-1 or I'm down by one goal, yeah, I'm not gonna look at it. But you know, if I'm winning 6-0, I'll give you a peek.
There you go. So until next week, do you have anything else to add, man?
No, man. I've rambled on too much in the last 10 minutes.
All right, well, we love you. We'll see you next week. Until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. What a man! They fight each other, the police state wins! Stab your backs and trash our holes! Trash your bank if you got real balls! There's nothing close to God, so cool! Real Nazis on your school, like country business, men and cops, and a real ball, so I can be the first to go! Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes, fuck off! Not smokes, not smokes, not smokes, fuck off! You've been the first to go, you've been the first to go, you've been the first to go! What must you think?